Shalom,
anachnu lomdim. Hello, we are studying from the writings of Rabash, first volume, article, The Felons of Israel. You can download the article from our website. You can also ask questions on Kab.tv, and selected questions related to the study materials will be asked during the lesson. Again, reading Rabash's article, The Felons of Israel. Reish Lakish said, "The felons of Israel, the light of hell, does not govern them, much less from the altar of gold, etc. The felons of Israel are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, as it is written, your temple is like a slice of pomegranate. Do not pronounce it rakatech, your temple, but the reikanin, the empty ones in you, are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, all the more so. Concerning the felons of Israel, we should understand with respect to whom are they called the felons of Israel. One, is it with respect to the Torah? Or two, with respect to the whole of Israel, that they are regarded as the felons of Israel? Three, or with respect to the individual himself? That is, that he himself sees and feels about himself that he is the felons of Israel. Superficially, it is difficult to see how one can be full of mitzvot like a pomegranate and yet be regarded as the felons of Israel. If we interpret this with respect to the person himself, we can say and interpret, although they are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, he sees that he is still the felons of Israel. We should interpret rimon, pomegranate, from the word ramaut, deceit. That is, he sees that he is deceiving himself, meaning that although he is full of mitzvot, namely, he sees that he has nothing more to add in quantity, and according to his efforts, he certainly should have been Israel by now, meaning Yashar El, straight to the Creator, where everything is for the Creator. Yet, after his self-scrutiny, he sees that he is deceiving himself, that the main reason he engages in Torah and mitzvot is self-love, and not in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, which is called Yashar El, meaning that all his work goes to the Creator. Since he saw that all his work was only in order to receive, he saw that he was a felon with regard to Israel. That is, he does not want his work to be for above, called in order to bestow upon the Creator. Rather, all his work is on the basis of keeping everything down below, which is regarded as a receiver, because the receiver is regarded as being of inferior importance, and the giver is of superior importance. This extends from the root. Since the Creator is the giver, he is regarded as above. The created being who receives from the Creator is regarded as being of lower importance. Hence, if his work is in order to receive, he is regarded as wanting his work in Torah and Mitzvot to remain below, meaning in reception. This is called felons in the aspect of Israel, because instead of serving the Creator, where he wants to work to bestow upon the Creator, he does the opposite, wanting the Creator to serve men. And since they said that nothing is given for free, but rather the reward is given according to the labor, as is done in the corporeal world, this is how he wants to labor. He works for the Creator on condition that the Creator will pay him for his labor. Otherwise, he has no strength to make any move without reward. However, how can one come to see the truth that he is deceiving himself concerning the quality of the goal and cannot do the holy work in truth. Our sages said about that, that one cannot see the truth before one has light. That is, one sees that he is doing many mitzvot, meaning that he is full of deeds, and he sees no place where he can do more deeds that will help him become Israel, meaning only to bestow, without any need for self-love. He does not see that he will ever achieve this by himself, unless he has help from above. And it is impossible that man will be able to do this. It follows that the mitzvot he has done caused him to see the truth, that thus far he was fooling himself, thinking that a person can obtain the force that changes to the intention to bestow by himself. Now he has come to realize that this is not the case. Now we can interpret, even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. It means that even though they are full of mitzvot, they feel that they are empty, because they see that they are like a pomegranate. From the words, I called to my lovers, they deceived me, meaning deceit, whose work in Torah and mitzvot was only for their own benefit and not to benefit the Creator. But who caused him to know this? It is precisely that he is full of mitzvot. This caused him to see that he should not fool himself into thinking that he can become Israel. Instead, now he sees that he is the felons of Israel. It turns out that it is impossible to obtain real knowledge of one's degree in spirituality unless he is full of mitzvot. At that time, he sees his state, that until now he was in deceit, and now he is in a degree of the felons of Israel. But without mitzvot, it is regarded as being without light. And then one cannot see the truth that he needs the Creator to help him become Israel. However, we should know that saying that if he is full of mitzvot, then he sees that he is as a pomegranate comes with a stipulation. It is said specifically when he is a person who is seeking the truth. At that time, it is said that one who seeks the truth still cannot see the truth before he is full of mitzvot, but not beforehand. Hence, this requires two things. One, on the one hand, he needs to engage in Torah and mitzvot as much as he can, without any criticism whether this is on the path of truth or not. Only after the fact can he criticize, but not while engaging in Torah and mitzvot. For at that time, he needs to feel himself in wholeness. As the sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, lo lishma, not for her sake, because from lo lishma we come to lishma, for her sake. Thus, for now, it is unimportant how he is engaging, because in any manner of engagement, he is keeping the words of our sages. Two, after the fact, he must criticize himself to see if his actions were for the Creator or if something else was involved in it. From the two of them, he can come to being as a pomegranate, according to what we explained above. By this, we can understand the words of our sages when Rabbi Eliezer ben Parta and Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion were caught, woe unto me, for I was caught for one thing, and I am not saved. You engage in Torah and good deeds, and I engage only in the Torah. It is as Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah is as one who has no God, as it was said, and many days for Israel without a true God, without a teaching priest, and without Torah. What is without a true God? Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah, it is as though he has no God. We should understand why, if he does not engage in good deeds, he is as one who has no God. Another perplexity, why specifically the mitzvah of good deeds? After all, there are other mitzvot that need to be observed. So why specifically good deeds is akin to being without a true God? It is as though by good deeds it is possible to tell if the Torah he is learning is without a true God. According to what we learn, all our work is in order to achieve equivalence of form, regarded as He is merciful, so you are merciful. For this reason, during the study of Torah, one must not criticize his Torah, meaning, whose Torah is he learning? And then he can learn even Lolishma, which is also a mitzvah, as our sages said. One should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even Lolishma, since from Lolishma he will come to Lishma. This is so when he tests himself, his situation with regard to equivalence of form. How remote has he come from self-love, and how close has he come to love of others, which is the meaning of cleaving to his qualities. This is why he makes the precision that the main thing to know is to test himself through the quality of chesed, mercy. How much does he engage in it, exerting for it, and contemplating various tactics and tricks to achieve equivalence of form? Or else he will not reach the path of truth. It follows that at that time he does not have a true God, for true means, as is explained, the seventh correction of the 13 corrections of Dikna is called and truth. He interprets there in Opnimi, inner light, at that time appears the quality of the Creator who has created the world with the intention to do good to His creations. Since at that time, the Or Chochmah appears, which is the light of the purpose of creation, when everyone feels the delight and pleasure. At that time, everyone says with clear cognizance that this, meaning the goal, is true. It follows that if he does not engage in good deeds, which is the power that can bring to love of others, by which he will acquire vessels of bestowal, as the upper abundance is drawn only into these vessels. And if he has no vessels of bestowal, he cannot acquire the delight and pleasure that the Creator created in order to delight his creations. It follows that in that state, a person is regarded as being without a true God. That is, the reality of his guidance, which is to do good to his creations, is, God forbid, untrue. This is called without a true God. This can be obtained precisely by engaging in good deeds. However, without Torah, it is impossible to know one's state, meaning where he is, since without light it is impossible to see anything. Rather, to see that he is a felon of Israel, he needs to be full of mitzvot. meaning both mitzvot of learning Torah and the rest of the mitzvot. The test is that after some time of engaging in Torah and mitzvot, he needs to examine, but not during his work.
Shelot.
Questions?
The language is a bit confusing here. What is the power by which to reach love of others? It says here that it's doing good deeds.
Yes.
So what is doing good deeds?
What helps you achieve love of others? I don't know what good deeds are, but he says that if you do good deeds, you achieve love of others. You understand? Next to my house in my flat in Bnei Brak, there was a big place where people would give charity. There was like a warehouse of stuff that people give to charity. If people needed something, they came there and got it. And if people had surplus, they would put it there, they would give it to that place, and so people would come if they needed and would get it. There they called it Gmilut Chasadim, doing good deeds. For example, I had to go abroad. There was a place where I could come and take a suitcase and then give it back, and maybe I would have to pay 10 shekels for it. It's like $2 or $3 maybe. Or a cradle for a baby, things you need right now. There are plenty of places like that. You can get a list of such places. You invited many people to your home. You can go someplace and they'll give you chairs or benches or whatever. Anything. They call it Gmilut Chasadim, good deeds. Here, good deeds is not something mechanical, physical, corporeal, but it's internal, emotional, that brings a person to a state of love, love of others. So I don't know what it is, but so as not to be confused, I gave you the example of what people normally think of in our world about what good deeds means, chasadim, doing chasadim, which is actions between people that cause love. This is called chesed, doing chesed. Now, doing chesed is what I do for the other. And by this I create love in him, or by doing something good to him, then I get impressed by this, and it awakens in me love for him. There are many things here that we need to scrutinize. But all in all, that's it. Why is it Gmilut Chasadim? Gomel is awakening, and Chesed is bestowal. Yeah, evoking. And Chesed is bestowal.
Ken, Amnon.
Yes, Amnon.
Rav, there is something beautiful here in this play of words on pomegranate, rimon, between romemut and ramaut, exaltedness and deceiving. He says here we have to understand rimon from ramaut, deception, meaning that he sees that he's deceiving himself. That is, even though he's full of good deeds, and he sees that he has nothing else to add in terms of the quantity, which means it has to be through the labor that he's invested, he should already be Israel, meaning everything is for the sake of heaven. However, after criticizing himself, he sees that he's deceiving himself. What does it mean, the criticism that he's doing over himself, that he's deceiving himself?
I brought you a gift. Don't expect it, but let's for the sake of explanation. I thought that by giving you a gift, it would make me love you, because through giving many presents, a person gets used to it. You know, I invest in you. I bought you gifts, 1,000 shekels worth of gifts. So I invested 1,000 shekels in you. So there's a part of me in you. That part that I gave you, I think of it as of my own possession. Just so. Like my own possession. My property. Whether we want to or not, that's the way it is. That's how people think. Now the question is, does it bring me love for you? Does it make me love you? Now that I think of it, no, I don't feel love that much. But I feel that I do care about you, because I invested in you, like in an asset. I made myself into an investment company, investment bank maybe. So now I'm concerned about you. Maybe I want something in return from you, some sort of relation toward me. I suppose I do. I see that you have no respect for me. I gave you a gift, so the least you can do is get me a cup of coffee. This is how I find myself thinking. And then I see that I'm really a criminal. Why? Because instead of doing chesed, mercy, which is a one-track thing towards you, and thinking only about your benefit, I think what I will get out of it. That's a crime. And these are the criminals of Israel, because I wanted to go straight to the Creator, Yashar Kel. And I discovered that I'm the opposite. So then I'm a criminal. Yes?
The example that Rav is giving is between me and the Creator?
No. Why the Creator? Without any Creator, you and I.
So, it's you with respect to me, but why am I the one who is deceiving?
I didn't understand.
If you with respect to me, you're giving me a gift, and you feel that you already have a part in me. And that is true. But
yes.
Why am I the one who is cheating? Why am I criticizing myself? And how did I deceive you?
No, in my example, only I'm working. You received a few gifts from me, and that's it. I'm checking myself. I'm not getting attention from you, some special relation. I gave you some gifts. So now I feel that I want some reaction back from you, at least to give me some respect, to show me some signs of gratitude, maybe something. So I discover that, first of all, you're a person who doesn't feel, who maybe you're proud or something, you feel like you deserve to get gifts just like that. But the main thing I understand, if I check myself, is that I demand a reaction.
Sorry for saying it, but I'm not quite comprehending what you're telling me. Rabash writes here that it's full as a pomegranate. That's me with respect to someone else. I check myself and I find that
I performed many mitzvot.
Right.
Commandments. I gave you 613 gifts. Okay, let's not get confused. 1,000 gifts. I brought you all kinds of things, right? I thought that through these gifts, I would have a connection to you. I would love you. There would be a good connection between us. After I did it, or maybe during or in the end, never mind. Not the end yet. So I check myself. I examined myself. Besides doing these actions, what else did I obtain? Perhaps I come to the examination with a good approach. I want to see if I have love for you or not. Did I obtain love or not? I'm not talking about how you relate to me. It's about for me to you. Did I obtain love or not? Through gifts, you buy a relation. I see that no, I did not obtain love. On the contrary, now I have this kind of anger at you. Why are you not giving me anything in return? No attention, no gifts, nothing. Don't I deserve it? Have you no respect for me? So instead of initially wanting to achieve love, I see that what I got out of it is hatred. This is called a transgression, a crime.
And this is called deception?
A deception and a crime, yes. So the criminals of Israel, the felons of Israel, are those who want to be as Israel to achieve love, and they do mitzvot, actions that evoke love. And I discovered the opposite. I came into transgressions and crimes. Out of all these crimes, you eventually get to a good result. They break your heart. They make you pray, and everything falls into place. The main thing is, give me gifts. That's it? Yes? Yeah. Amit.
He writes here in the second column that during the study of the Torah we should not criticize about what his Torah is like.
Right.
What does that mean?
If you engage in Torah or mitzvah, commandment, you don't criticize. You have to do things in dvikut, in adhesion. As if by this you want to get in and enter and be immersed with all your body and thoughts and heart to perform an act of bestowal. Otherwise it's not Torah and not mitzvah. Once you criticize, you see. But when you do it, you have to try to be clean. Otherwise, it's not considered learning Torah, and it's not regarded as doing a mitzvah, and that you are residual. Yeshar kel, that you want to come to it. Yes?
During this study, he says, during the study of Torah, many times, and you also said that if you get up in the morning and you have no problems, no complaints, no criticism, you feel that you're not entering the lesson in a good way. So we have to come with some state in which you feel your own loneliness, that's okay.
Not necessarily. You can come to learning Torah. You don't have to spoil your situation. You come to the learning and you work on annulling yourself as much as you can before the group and the Torah to be as close to the light as possible.
And during the study, during the lesson,
during the learning, whatever awakens. You don't deliberately evoke the bad. Unless half an hour a day, he says.
Okay, and during the lesson, this is the most legitimate place for us, right? Many times we come up with complaints and criticism. This is okay?
You're learning. It goes into learning Torah. Not into complaints. It's into learning.
Bill.
No. Yes?
In the example you gave about the gift, let's say you and I are brothers on the path. And I see you're struggling with your phone. So I reset my phone that I just bought, and I give it to you. Now, I'm not looking for anything back, but I see the smile on your face, and I get joy from seeing that I enlivened you. Is that still in the category of felons of Israel?
But what do you demand in return?
Nothing.
What do you want to get out of it?
I got what I wanted.
That's not good. It's not good. There is no such thing as doing something without any calculation. It's forbidden.
Well, I did it for the sake of enlivening your heart.
So you want to warm your heart like a person who gives something to his little boy, like that? It's an animate act. It's pleasant to you to give to someone, so you give it to him. So I understand you. You give a few gifts like that in life. I understand that. Why? Because it makes you feel good. That's not a mitzvah.
Come back to the felons of Israel. Am I still operating in that way?
No, you're not even Israel.
Thanks.
You just do it like a beast, an animal.
Peter.
Ну вот поняли, мы почувствовали себя преступниками Израиля. А какая должна быть
молитва? We felt ourselves as the criminals of Israel. What should the prayer be? What should we ask for?
The criminals of Israel is a high degree. It's when you're directed toward the revelation of the Creator, Yashal Kel, straight to the Creator, and you discover that actually what you're aiming for and aimed yourself for, but in the middle of the act, you... How should I put it nicely? You fell from your intention, your correct intention, into a malicious, an ill will, an intention to receive. Like the example with Amnon, I gave him gifts and I thought it would make me love him. Not that he would love me, but that I would love him. Why? Because I kept giving him and putting gifts into him. So I love him. Why do I love him? Because I invested my 1,000 shekels in him. So I love him 1,000 shekels worth. Why are you looking at me like that? That's how it works. What do I have to love in him? Only what I put in him. That's it. It's a system. The calculation is very accurate. And instead, I then see that I'm not demanding my love for him, 1,000 shekels worth of it, but that he would respect me in return. This is a crime, where instead of bestowing, loving, etc., I demand of him to receive. This is called a crime. The criminals of Israel. But if a person performs these things many times, it is called that he's full of mitzvot, like a pomegranate, because he's doing the right things, but he still hasn't come to a state where his quota has been filled, where he filled up the quantity of the labor and the quality of it. And this is why he's called a criminal. So it's a big degree. It's a high degree. It's only by working in the group and you bestow and bestow and bestow upon each other more and more and more. You really want as quickly as possible to connect for the Creator to be revealed. And then why should he be revealed? What do we want out of it? In short, we need to do many actions and many reactions and check ourselves and be in this crime and that really promotes us. Ordinary people outside of this examination of attainment of love of others and through it the love of the Creator, outside of it, they don't talk about criminals and Israel and the Torah and mitzvot. Here it is called a mitzvah. A mitzvah means that the Creator commanded to love my friend as myself, and from the love of Israel to the love of people, sorry, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, and I do it. That's it. This is a mitzvah. Any act that yields connection to the point of love. Yes, Yochai. He's the only one who gave me a gift for Rosh Hashanah.
You shouldn't say this, my teacher.
Why? I want them to learn, so I get more gifts.
Good morning, Rav, first of all.
Good morning.
I think my question is in that area. You do a lot.
About the gifts, I'll tell you. No, we learn from everything. It's written, he who gives a gift to his friend must let him know.
I told you that I love you and I'm standing behind it.
Fine. It's a sign, otherwise it would be only words. Yes.
What we talked about, this article, so you perform actions for the group, all kinds of friends, and...
Do you do it so that they see that you did good to them?
I didn't understand that.
Are you doing such actions that are for their sake? And do they see that you worked for them? And for their sake, you have to let them know. He who gives a gift to his friend must let him know. If you do something for the sake of the group, you have to publicize it, to show it to them, because it increases connection, love in the world. You're not doing this so they will love you back or do something for you or thank you. No, you do it in order, because as a result of this, more and more actions, good actions, will result in them. And that way everyone gets closer to the Creator. There's nothing to be ashamed of here. We do things in order to achieve correction. Period. Yes?
Okay, I'll think about it.
Think about it. Fine.
But the thing is, you perform actions for the group, for the friends, whatever they ask. I try wherever I can, even good. Corporeally, mostly corporeally. And this serpent always comes that says, where is what I should be getting? Maybe the Creator will take it into consideration. And,
nice, very nice. That too is good. From Lo Lishma you get to Lishma.
Well, it's the revelation of evil. Suddenly you discover that you're even more...
That's how it should be.
I know, but there's no mercy in that thing.
There's no mercy. You will feel even worse. Yeah.
So how should I... What do I do about these serpents?
Enjoy the truth. There's nothing you can do.
No, one side enjoys it. You discover that you're even more of a horror. But...
Yeah, let him suffer.
But on the other hand, each time more and more you...
No, that's if you sympathize with the evil inclination, with a demon inside. If you sympathize with him, you suffer. If you don't sympathize with him, you have two. There's Yochai and Yochai. And then let the other one suffer. Yeah?
So what do I do with those snakes each time?
Split yourself into the, let's call it the right side. It works toward bestowal and everything, and the part that wants to receive, and that where you are consuming yourself, let it consume itself. It'll choke itself.
But he's eating me up, Rav. I mean...
No. It doesn't eat the eye, just my klipa. My shell. It eats my shell. I have tons of junk. Let him eat it. Think about it. All right. More. Peter. Kostya, where are you?
Так какое действие должно быть, и какой расчет, чтобы действие в итоге...
What action should there be and what calculation should we do so that the action in the end will not be a beastly one?
After you act, you criticize. The act itself has to be as clean as possible. Even an act without the right intention. Right, I know that I will benefit from it this way, that way. Still, an act, every act leaves an impression, an imprint. I get used to it. I give and give again and give again. And it becomes a habit. It becomes automatic in me. And more so, you want to do all kinds of actions. It makes a person used to it. I gave an example that Rabash made us accustomed to going back and forth, home and back to the seminary, back and then home to the seminary. On Shabbat, every morning, we would come and then go home and then come back here, come back there to the Kiddush and then go home and then come back for the afternoon lesson, go home, and then return for the lesson before the afternoon prayer at like 4 o'clock. We would learn and then had another small meal, go home, come back again for after Shabbat, all the time. 5 times a day you had to go back and forth during Shabbat. And you also had a tish Friday night, so like 6 times. And it was very important to him that you will go and return. Go and return. Habit.
Ken.
Yes.
Boker Tov, Rav. Havarim.
Good morning.
I find that the more money that I am gifted by Bore, the more independent I want to be. I don't want to connect as much. I don't want to connect as much with the friends. Example, we have an apartment in Tel Aviv, so independent. I knew if I rented a car, I would be more independent. So what has happened is the apartment in Tel Aviv, we aren't using it, but a little. We're staying with friends, so that connection is happening more, and we didn't rent a car, so we get to ride with the friends. That's more connection. So the phenomena of becoming more affluent in North America, for example, even though it's a gift from Boe, it promotes, at least for me, more isolation and unless I consciously want to connect. It's less, logistics.
So what is the question?
The question is, how does Maser cut through that phenomena of being independent?
No, that's unrelated to a person's inner work, because our inner work is an effort in the heart. And with regard to payments or whatever, It has to be just according to the rule. This is what you do, and that's the end of it. Because it has to do with the inner part, the correction of the soul. We'll talk about it. It's a specific question. Yes. Next.
I heard from the friend, maybe, you know, when we have disturbances, we know what to do. If we get stuck, we come to the society. What to do when a person has an has abundance, he has all the goodness, and it disturbs him? So
there are disturbances from the plus side or from the minus side?
So the question is, how do we cope with disturbances that are from the plus side?
You prefer to work with the plus than with the minus. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't get into that. I know for myself that it didn't bother me. It didn't interfere. It was not a disturbance for me. I just wanted not to be responsible and not to have all those problems and all those assets and everything. But if you have money, you don't feel it. You don't feel it. I can show you the apartment where I used to live in Rehovot. I had several apartments, and how I moved to Bnei Brak and the flat I lived in next to Abash. You can't even compare them. It doesn't matter. Does it worry you if you're in a spiritual process? Yes.
It simply cancels his concern. It doesn't awaken him.
All right. I drop it. It's nothing to talk about. It's such nonsense. Those who overcome, overcome. Those who don't, don't. We've been through that. Yes, Asaf?
We talked about the fact that actions in connection towards love of friends, towards buying the friend, leave an impression and they reveal the crimes in me. In dissemination, can it also be this way that I try to bestow to the public and in the same way I suddenly discover that I want to get all kinds of things out of it? I discover crimes out of it, so the mechanism of advancement can be dissimilar?
Of course. With every degree, more and more and more, so according to the level of the criticism, of the critique.
This means that the actions are relevant there also.
The higher you rise, the more criminal you will find yourself to be.
And dissemination is also a framework in which we discover that.
Yes, of course. Dissemination, it's especially when you merge with them and you feel the lack from them and you can raise it, it'll happen by itself. It'll rise in you by itself, and then you will be like a transition.
So in an act of dissemination, I can integrate with their deficiency, and also
it'll necessarily happen in you.
And I can also discover my crimes.
Perhaps, maybe. Toward them, yes. Because if you want to get something through it, to get spirituality. Yes, Yaakov.
We talked a lot about criticism that we do with respect to actions. How is it possible to have a clean criticism more and more?
Try as much as you can. That's why it's called criticism. You're criticizing your own actions, what you want from your actions. Try. To prepare yourself for criticism, to kind of calibrate yourself. The best calibration is only in the group. And the more you are known in the group, the more you see it as the standard by which to gauge, to measure your relation toward everything. That's the calibration that you do. Yes?
Choter Ben-Hur is asking, is there a difference between the phalanx of Israel and the nations of the world, or is it one and the same?
There is no connection. I'm not sure what he's asking. His question, I don't understand. He didn't understand what the criminals of Israel means. A person who is advancing in spirituality and wants to perform actions toward love of friends, love of others. And he does such actions. And he discovers he did it in order to benefit personally, spirituality, or some even more corporeal, material benefit from this. So he is called a criminal. He performed an act of bestowal in order to get closer to the Creator. This is called Israel, straight to the Creator. And all of a sudden, so he does these things in order to get closer to the Creator, to equalize in form, in bestowal and love of others. So this is called performing a mitzvah, and suddenly he discovered it's not a mitzvah, it's not a good deed or a commandment, it's a transgression. It's a crime, because he was really aiming to get some personal benefit through this, material or spiritual. And then he's called a criminal of Israel, otherwise he's not a criminal of Israel. Where did he see such people in Australia, including himself?
Jen.
Yes.
When you discover that you are a criminal of Israel, and there is a feeling of repulsion, what do you do with it?
It's fine. You work with it. So you discovered that you intended to do something good, and then you discovered you want to get some benefit out of it, then you're a criminal of Israel. A criminal of Israel is a degree. Although right now you're eating yourself up. Why do I want to enjoy it? Because I initially thought it would be a clean act, a true, clean bestowal. Now I see that it's not clean. It's all dirty and fixed. And in the back of your mind, with your alien thoughts, this is what you really intended? Fine, you learned something from this. Now you will rise above it and continue. You're discovering right and opposite that, the left, and that's how we advance, how we walk. The important thing is to continue. You should be thankful that now you've been shown a higher evil inclination to the extent that you do the good deed. The deed itself is good. There's no argument about that. To that extent, you were shown how your intention was bad. Your intention was actually good, but now you're shown a higher degree. This is why now you see it as bad. Because deep inside, I intended to get something out of it. I didn't think so. But now I discover that I had this intention. Meaning what? You're shown a higher degree that was there inside, in the previous degree, where you did have the right intention, but now you're being shown. You're being added a bad intention from the next degree, from the higher degree. You're being shown the achap of the upper one. So keep going. Without righteous and wicked, righteous and wicked, and righteous and wicked, without the two of them, you cannot ascend. You can't climb up. That's how we go forward. But here you need the support of the group. Otherwise, a fool folds his hands and sits and consumes his own flesh. You'll keep regretting what I did, and it's not working out, and I can't, I'm unworthy. Here, the group should constantly remind you, this is the way, let's go. That's progress. If, after you did something good, you don't discover that you're a criminal, it's a sign you're just an ordinary person, not Yashar Kel, not straight to the Creator. You're doing mitzvahs, you're doing just ordinary. They're the mitzvot that ordinary people do and take pride in. That you have many of them. The criminal part should always be, if you're a servant of the Creator, should always be greater in you than the righteous part in you. The criminal should be more. Otherwise, how will you awaken to the work? This is why you need a big support from the group, from constant learning, so that all you will keep going forward all the time. Okay? It's relatively understood. Yes.
Dennis Sender is asking from Moscow, how to make an inner effort in order to connect with the friends in the ten? If, for example, friends do not participate in duties or they don't pay ma'asel.
I don't know what laws they have there. They have to check them according to what Rabash writes about these things. Although we should be considerate with every friend's states, but a person's participation in maintaining the group is mandatory. Without this, you don't begin the spiritual work. It's a stumbling block. We think it's about money. It's trash. We waste it on things that are totally pointless and worthless, and they don't even give us any pleasure. It's a spiritual difficulty that doesn't let you pay for this. It's a spiritual difficulty, and this is how it will remain. There are people who are brilliant. They do many things, actions. They have good mental powers. But without those mandatory basic things, they cannot go through. How to do it? I don't know. They should talk again and again in the group about it. Where do we have material about this? Create some material for us about this and we'll send it to the groups. Where it's written about it. You have a lot of about it in the books of Hasidim. And that's it. Let's go to what? Talmud Esos Sfirot.
We'll move on to then.